Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing well, and I hope that you all have had a remarkable day. It is Friday, and I am so excited. It's Friday where I am, and I am so excited for that. I want to thank you all for joining. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you have found this podcast. If you get a free minute, I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen to the previous episodes. They are filled with tons of informative and exciting and fun information and content that I'm sure you will benefit from. So take some free time and listen to the episodes whenever you get a chance. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. I truly appreciate you. I'm happy that you are joining us again, and I'm so glad that you are enjoying the content that we share each week. So thank you so much for that. Let's jump right in, you all. Again, I hope you all have had fun. I hope you had a great day at school and things were exciting. I hope you had an opportunity to hang out and talk to friends and get your schoolwork done or your homework done. I hope that all of those things have gone nicely for you. I want to ask you all a question, and you can either get permission from your parents to email me, or you can have them email me. But I want to know what your favorite day is, what your favorite day of the week is, and why. A lot of people don't like Mondays because it's the start of the week and you have to get up and go to school and or work, for those of you who work, my older teens. And sometimes that's not always cool. Some people kind of like Tuesday. I actually love Tuesday because it's Taco Tuesday, if you know what I mean. Wednesday is the middle of the week and it's the halfway mark, and a lot of people really like Wednesday. Thursday is like Friday Eve. And so it's the day before Friday, which is the day before the weekend. And of course, Friday is so exciting and it's a lot of fun. And a lot of people love Friday because once you're done with school or work, you get to go home and relax for two more days over the weekend. So a lot of people like Friday, and a lot of people especially like Saturday and Sunday because you're off. But I'm curious to know from you all, what's your favorite day of the week? So share those with me and I'll announce some. I won't share your name, but I will announce who had the, or which group, which day had the most likes and which day had the most dislikes as soon as we get all of our answers in. So that's going to be fun, okay? Now, that's not the topic we're talking about. I was just thinking about that because, like I said, Friday, one of the days, or one of the reasons I should say why I pick Fridays to record for you guys, is because it's fun and it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite days of the week and I'm excited. Honestly, I like all the days. It's cool to be able to get up each day and start fresh and start new, okay? And that kind of leads me into what we're going to be talking about briefly today. Our topic is celebrate your wins, okay? Now, last week we talked all about the Listen and Learn with Me journal. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that episode, feel free to go back and take a listen with your parents. And it talks about the new journal that we have for the podcast for you to take your notes in, if you would like, and I'll have the content and the link in the show notes for you to speak either with your parents about, or if you are old enough to order, you can order that as well. So you can have it as a guide for taking your notes and keeping up with your notes, not only in the podcast, but for anything that you like, if you wish to have it, okay? So it's not something that you need, but definitely something that may benefit you. if you like. So, we're talking about celebrating our wins. What does that mean, you might ask? Well, going back to the days of the week and your favorite day of the week, if you do not like Monday at all, and you wake up and you get out of bed and you get your morning routine going and you do it without your parents having to tell you, guess what? That is a win. And guess what I would like for you to do? Celebrate that win. Yes, yes, that is huge. Now you might think, well, Miss Cynthia, that is not a huge win. I just got out of bed and I did something that I needed to do. You're right. You also did something that you did not really want to do, and you pushed through it, and you made it through, and you worked hard to get to that point. So that is huge. And that's just a small example, but again, it's huge. So that's a win for you. What's another win that you can think of that you can celebrate? Completing your homework in a timely fashion? Doing those chores in a timely fashion? Absolutely a reason to celebrate that win. You know, doing your homework on your own, completing your schoolwork at school in a timely fashion, talking to a friend about conversations that you might have thought were hard to talk about before. That is celebrating a win. And guess what, you guys? Guess what? It gets easier. The more you celebrate those small achievements and those small accomplishments, the easier it will become, okay? So, with that being said, I'm going to leave that part with you because I want you to recognize what a win is for you. Your win or your achievement may look different than your siblings, and it may look different than your friends, and that is okay. Okay? A lot of times we have a hard time, I should say, accepting that we've done well, right? And for you guys, sometimes you might beat yourself up and you might say, well, you know, I didn't do great at this, or I could have done better at this. But I want you to switch that mindset, okay? Remember, positive mindset, positive thinking, and positive words. Switch that mindset around and say, hey, I did do great at this, and I am going to celebrate this win, okay? And the more you practice celebrating the small wins, when you make those great achievements, winning a baseball game or winning a football game or whatever sports you play, that is going to be huge. And you will have had enough practice and you can celebrate those huge wins and you can do it and feel good about it, okay? So I want to thank you all for listening. I am so glad that you made it through this episode. Give your feedback. Talk to your parents about this as well. And parents, pick your kiddos' brains about the highlights of celebrating wins and how it makes you feel when you celebrate those wins and how exciting that could be, okay? And you know, just continue to encourage them. You all continue to do such a wonderful job in this area, and I'm so grateful to have you all as exciting parents on my team. And for you all that are across the globe, I am so glad to have you on my team as well. We are going places, and know that I have your support. I support you, and I thank you for the constant support that you give me each and every day, okay? You all can connect with me on the website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Our business social media page is Listen and Learn, LLC, Kennesaw, GA. That's on Facebook, and we have so many fun and exciting videos there. You can check us out and like and comment if you wish. We always welcome the most positive comments. And our page, our community on our social media is such a positive community, and I'm so happy about that. So feel free to chime in and connect with us there. I post the podcast episodes links there as well. But if you don't follow us there and you're just listening, know that you can always listen on anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, Overcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, we're there. If you need to connect with me on the business line, the office in Kennesaw, Georgia is 678-919-2117. In our Zona Rosa office, you can connect with me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com, and I'll get you set up with a phone call, a free consultation. If you are interested in having your kiddos join our social group, our amazing social group sessions virtually, okay? So I thank you all for all that you do. Until we meet again, as I always say, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.